Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Qul alhamdulillah. Say, all praise belongs to Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. O Allah, to you belongs all praise as befits your majesty of your countenance and the majesty of your dominion. Subhanallah, and glory be to you. We cannot enumerate and praise you as you deserve to be praised, for you are as you have praised yourself. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah without partner. And we bear witness that our master and our prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, praise or hamd is the path of those who are faithful and the means of provision for those who have taqwa. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So have taqwa of Allah in order that you may give thanks. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Indeed, amongst the most beautiful of the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the name of Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy. And what this name denotes is that he is inherently praised in his essence, praised in his attributes, praised in his actions, praised in whatsoever he gives and what he withholds, praised in all of his decrees and divine ordainments. And so here we see praise is something that is intrinsically connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's for this reason that one of the Sahabi, one of the great Sahabas, mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I've praised my Lord with what he praises. And this is from the best of the praises. In other words, we cannot praise him except by what he praises himself. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, "Ama inna rabbaka yuhibbul hamd." Indeed, your Lord loves praise, that type of praise. This praise, alhamd, yani the realization of praise, is that alhamdulillah, praise goes from Allah to Allah. And so this reality of the meaning of praise is a realization of the very nature of the one who should be praised. The one who should truly be loved, the one who should truly be revered, the one who truly should be exalted, because everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in some aspects only to be loved and praised to the degree that we realize our Mawla, our sustainer and our Lord in them. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most deserving of praise by those who praise in that which is praised, in the manner that praise is done. In other words, he alone is worthy of praise in its entirety and fullness. And he alone, by his unique possession of all majesty and beauty and all bounty and grace, is the alone deserved absolute recipient of such praise. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا أَحَدٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ الْحَمْدُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ حَمِيدَ نَفْسَهُ. There is none more beloved to him than praise, and for that reason, he is praised himself. And so we find this phraseology, or this means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is denoting praise to himself, in many different places in his book. In fact, he opens five noble surahs with this phrase of alhamd, yani this entirety of praise, the reality of praise, the summation of praise. For example, as we all know, in the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises for Allah, Lord of all the worlds, which is sometimes in the translation we don't do an adequacy to the meaning. But the Rabbil Alameen means the one who's constantly sustaining every single strata and degree of existence. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denotes this entirety and the summation of all praise at the beginning of Surah Al-An'am, when he says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. And he says, all praises for Allah, who has created the heavens, as-samawat, wal-ard, and the earth. Right? And he has made, وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ, he has made darkness and light. Elsewhere in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf, says,
أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَىٰ أَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَمْ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا.
All praises for Allah who sends down upon his servant the book and has placed no iwaja, crookedness, in it. And so here now the praises attaching to the guidance of revelation, whereas in the previous surah, Surah Al-An'am, it's attached to the majesty of creation and these forms of discernment between darkness and light. Or we see elsewhere, for example, in Surah Al-Saba'a, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches this absoluteness of praise to the perfection of his dominion and the vastness of his knowledge and the precision of his wisdom, when he says,
أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
All praises for Allah, to whom belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth, and praise be to him in the hereafter. And he is Hakimul Khabir, he's all wise and all aware. And we'll end with this kind of reflection on his praises, for example, in this use of beginning the surahs by reflecting on Surah Al-Fatir. And here, this phrase Fatir means the origination of creation itself, yani this splitting up, bringing something into this creation, and which is a demonstration of his majesty and power. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Alhamdulillahi fatiris samawati wal ard, ja'ilil al-malaikati rusulan uli ajnihatin mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'.
So he says, all praises for Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, who has made angels as his messengers with wings, 2, 3, and 4. And elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how he increases in creation what he wills, and surely in that is a sign that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, that he is most capable of everything. So now this hamd is being attached to his creative capacity, his omnipotence, his qudra. And so, brothers and sisters, the reality is that everything that is in existence is praising him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ,
the seven heavens and the earth and all within,
وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ,
and there is nothing therein except that it is glorifying him, making tasbih, a simultaneous glorification of him through tanzih, through recognizing an inadequacy, right, to fully encompass his glory through his praise, bihamdih. So this is the reality, brothers and sisters. This is the reality of what in many ways is the spiritual path, right? To try and arrive at the realization of this ajaz al-idraq, this incapacity to praise him as he deserves to be praised. La uthni thana alayk. We cannot praise you as a deserve to be praised.
Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik.
You are as you yourself praise yourself. And the only way that can happen, brothers and sisters, is that we enter into this reality of annihilating ourselves in the one we're praising. And that's why in the very nature of our prayer, we find that we are called to constantly praise him. When we go into ruku and we rise up from this state of humbly submitting ourselves, we say, Sami Allahu liman hamidah, that Allah hears the one who praises him. And Rabbana wa laka alhamd, O my Lord, O my Sustainer, to you is all praise.
Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi,
a praise that is abundant, pure, and blessed. And it can only be abundant, pure, and blessed to the degree that we've been in this state of humble submission in ruku', right? And so we find, therefore, brothers and sisters, the prayer is just an extension of how we're meant to be in our lives. Right, the way of the mu'minun is that they are in their prayer like of people of khashya, and they are people who embody this in their lives. And that's why we find from the phrases of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would constantly praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say phrases when things would please him, he would say, Alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'mati tatimmu salihat. All praises for Allah, by whose blessings righteous deeds are completed. Elsewhere he would say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Whenever there was something that was outwardly difficult or discomforting, he would say, all praises to Allah in every single state, recognizing that we don't distinguish our praise, because in every tajalliyat, in every manifestation of what Allah is bringing, there is ultimately a praise that goes back to him from the position of the reality of what's coming, not from the position of how we may perceive it, but from the ultimate reality of the one to whom all matters and all affairs return. And that's why we're encouraged to instill this aspect of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our lives, in the mornings and the evenings and with our children. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even in aspects of eating a meal, he says, Inna Allah la yarda 'an al-'abdi an ya'kula al-aklata fayahmadahu 'alayha aw yashraba al-sharbata fayahmadahu 'alayha. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, he's pleased with the servant who eats a meal and praises him for it, or drinks a drink and praises him for it. And this is the way, ultimately, brothers and sisters, of the way of the prophets. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the prophets who came before, he mentions, for example, Sayyidina Dawood and Sulaiman, and he says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And so we certainly gave David and Dawood and Suleiman knowledge. And what did that knowledge become a reality of them in saying? They said, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي, all praises for Allah who has favored us over many of his believing servants. So let us return, brothers and sisters, every single favor that we have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us come to see the favor in the very thing that appears difficult. Let us see the ni'mah in the niqmah, the difficulty revealing itself also a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when we understand the wisdom behind the difficulties, then that guidance itself returns back to us having to glorify Allah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wama kunna lanahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praises for Allah who guided us to this, and we would never have been guided had Allah not guided us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who constantly glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the gifts of us having guidance first and foremost, and the gifts of the blessings of family and community and every single blessing that we have and partake in, including the blessings of existence itself, ni'mat al-ijad wa imdad, being brought into existence. Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan, inna rabbana la ghafuru shakur. And may we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will remove from us, all praises you to Allah, who remove from us sorrow. Indeed, our Lord is forgiving, and he is the one who is appreciative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are constantly given to hamd, who glorify him through their lives and are grateful for whatsoever he's given. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, for he is the most forgiving, he is the most merciful. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.